This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
A couple other things that happened. Javon Holland, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, he signs with the New York Giants. Aaron Ekblad suspended for 20 games without pay for violating the terms of the NHL, NHLPA performance enhancing substances program. So that's an unbelievably huge loss. You're gonna have no Kachuk, no Ekblad. Now they're rolling, and they, like, again, they're going to the playoffs. Nothing matters now till the postseason, but they have been rolling, and now you lose Ekblad. You won't have Marchand. He's out there on the ice today in Boston. He did skate around, but he's not gonna play tonight. But that's a huge loss, Aaron Ekblad. Heat lost to the Hornets last night. Kalel Ware, if you were listening to this show, took the over.
I hate you.
Like, I'm complaining about Dolphins decisions. I'm complaining about Dolphins decisions. My most recent decision was to bet Kalel Ware over 9.5 points and call it a lock. Guy put up 2. And looked lost out there to me.
He doesn't even look for the ball. Orange thing, Kalel, the orange thing is what you need to find.
And Jimmy Butler had a triple-double in the Warriors' win last night. The Warriors go to 11-1 in the Jimmy Butler era. A triple-double. We would joke about that on this show. We had jokes, days worth of jokes about Jimmy putting up a triple-double. Dude put up a triple-double in his 12th game with Golden State.
We asked a couple people about the thought or the emotion behind what Jimmy Butler's doing now in Golden State. It's upsetting me to watch how damn hard he plays and what he's doing out there where he was dogging it back here. I'm upset.
I'm telling you what he will tell you is I'm playing the exact same game I was playing there, except no one could hit a bucket. I'm telling you, because what was his double-double, like 20, 10, and 10? He didn't put up 40 points.
But he was loading the box score, the same thing I was upset about, but he just didn't have Steph Curry back there behind him.
That's what he'll tell double team. That's absolutely what he will tell you.
It's upsetting me, though. Emotion. I feel funny when I see Jimmy balling out.
Let's do a real quick look at the headlines here. I gave you most of the headlines. Real quick look at the headlines. Chris Whittingham is going to join us. I want to talk a little soccer. I want to ask him about Zach Wilson, too. He's a big NFL fan. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us. I do not know whether OG is a Zach Wilson fan or not. My instinct tells me no.
Who's a Zach Wilson fan?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Is there a Zach Wilson fan?
No. Some girl that got soaked in shakes maybe in BYU, but...
Headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Somebody texts in, Solana was wrong about the Hornets last night. Brother, if you listened to me yesterday, you would have won money. I told you, yeah, they came back against the Nets 17. They won. The Heat blew a 17-point lead to
exactly
Chicago.
He told you exactly what was going to happen. Solana told you exactly what was going
to
happen.
Exactly what would happen. The Heat had a 17-point lead, and they blew it to the Hornets. Four straight losses. They're the ninth seed.
I put a double unit on Khalil Ware over 9.5 and a single unit on Hornets plus 9.
Oh, I consider that a last night. I consider it a winning night. If I go 1-1, I consider that a winning night. The actual money aside,
Khalil played 3 minutes in the fourth quarter. Oh. I told you, every fiber in Spo's being, Bam is the five. What are you guys doing? What are you doing?
Well, he had though an awful game. He was like one of six from the field.
Yeah. But Mark Williams, and Miles Bridges are legit good. Like, the Hornets low-key have pieces.
Fine, but whatever. I saw him cut to the basket in a move that connotes I'm looking for the ball because I'm cutting to the basket. And then the ball came at him, and it seemed like he was surprised. And then it just bounced off him into the stands.
I was hot at Khalil. Does he go to meetings? Is he allowed in the facility?
Yeah, he does. Unfortunately, they're HOA meetings. He's missing all the basketball meetings.
He knows his mailbox can't be blue, but he doesn't know how that went. Man. Yeah, the back shoulder.
That was frustrating.
The Heat are on a four-game losing skid. Don't worry, things get much easier. They have the Clippers at home Wednesday, the Celtics at home Friday, back-to-back in Memphis Saturday, at New York Monday, Detroit the following week, Houston the following week. Don't worry, things get a lot easier the next six.
Wow.
Dolphins have made...
Would have been nice if they could have taken care of the Bulls and the Hornets. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you look at that schedule, you go, huh, would have been nice to get rid of those two.
You saw Kawhi's emotion when he hit the game winner the other day?
Couldn't believe it. Mm-mm. First game winner, by the way, since 2019.
Like blank man?
Great shot. Wasn't that, fellas? It's a
I didn't even see it. I didn't even know he hit a game winner.
Yeah. Bro, triple teamed in the paint, little floater bounced in. That's what I'm speaking of. I'm still good. He's the weirdest dude to watch.
I have completely lost track of the Clippers. I honestly, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know who's on that team anymore.
They got a squad. They're just all old and hurt.
When you said Kawhi hit a game winner, I was surprised because I didn't realize that he played. I honestly just always assume he's injured.
But watch the video, bro. You're going to laugh at his celebration.
It was weird.
He has to be an alien.
Yeah, it was weird. Everything was weird. Like, the team didn't even really celebrate. He wanted to like get jumped by the team, but only one guy jumped with him. Like, the whole thing was weird. His first game winner since 2018, 2019, when he beat the Sixers, famously, which is crazy also to think about.
He like ran back to the bench and was like, we're going to bump chests because I did something good.
It was
just so awkward. Yeah, I was falling out this morning when I watched it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.